buying and wearing new clothing during the 9 days. As discussed in a previous lesson, there is a difference in degree of severity regarding purchasing clothing during the 3-week period until the start of the 9 days versus the 9 days itself. While prior to the start of the 9 days, it is permitted to buy simple and inexpensive articles of clothing that don't carry with it the law of Shehecheyanu, during the 9 days, it is absolutely forbidden to buy any clothing as explicitly recorded in the Ramban, chapter 551, based on the Trumas Hadeshet. From the letter of the law, this prohibition only really begins from the week of Tisha B'Av, and so is indeed the ruling of the Sfardim today to only begin the prohibition against buying clothing from the week of Tisha B'Av. However, Ashkenazim are already stringent to apply this starting from the 9 days, beginning from Rish Chodesh. We will in this lesson discuss several details relating to this prohibition. Number one, the prohibition applies even to used clothing. So even to get clothing from a gemach that you are going to keep would be forbidden. It applies to all clothing, including even shoes, undergarments, socks, undershirts, and underwear. The prohibition applies even if one plans to wear the clothing only after Tisha B'Av. Nonetheless, there is an intrinsic restriction against purchasing it. This, however, does not mean that you're not allowed to order clothing. It is permitted to order clothing online so long as you won't make a kinyan on it, meaning you won't receive it until after Tisha B'Av. So if you have Amazon Prime or other quick shipping service, then it would not be allowed to order clothing during the 9 days, as it will arrive within the 9 days. However, to arrange for the shipping to take place after Tisha B'Av would be permitted, even though you're going to purchase it during the 9 days. To note that there are some who are stringent even regarding a case that you will not receive the item until after Tisha B'Av. What about if there's a good sale going on? Can you take advantage of it and purchase it during the 9 days? So if the sale will no longer be available after Tisha B'Av, or there's a chance that it won't be available, the Paiskim write that it is permitted to buy the clothing even during the 9 days, although of course you still may not wear it then. And the reason for this is because it's considered a loss. Likewise, due to the same reason of business, it is permitted for a merchant to order clothing for his store during the 9 days. Just as we find in the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch that he allows a tailor to make new clothing during the 3 weeks for the sake of business. For this same reason, it is permitted for stores to remain open during the 9 days and sell clothing to a Gentile clientele. If it is a Jewish clientele, then it is not to remain open in order not to cause others to stumble. Regarding children's clothing, so those children who are of a young age in which we permit laundering their clothing during the 9 days, being that they are constantly being dirtied, so too we can permit buying them new clothing during the 9 days. However, those children who are already old enough to keep their clothing clean and don't need constant washing would likewise have a restriction against buying them clothing during the 9 days. Now, what do you do if you only own one set of a certain garment, such as you own one pair of pants or one kapata or one jacket, and it became damaged in a way that is now unwearable or became lost? Can you buy a new one? So the answer is that any garment of clothing that is necessary for kved habrius, such as a pair of pants, as you can't walk outside with shorts or undergarments, then it is permitted to be purchased even during the 9 days, as that is an absolute necessity. So too, a person who's accustomed to walk around with a jacket as part of his religious garb is allowed to purchase a new one during the 9 days if his old one is no longer wearable. And the same would apply also to a kapata for Shabbos. While ideally one should purchase his non-leather shoes for Tisha B'Av prior to the 9 days, if one did not do so, then it may be purchased during the 9 days itself. So is recorded in a number of Rishonim and early Achronim, being that the entire purpose of the shoes is to commemorate the mourning, and therefore why should it be restricted? Even mitzvah items such as a yarmulke and tzitzit should not be purchased during the 9 days, unless one has no other one available. An interesting ruling that we find in some shutim of today is that the entire restriction is only when you buy clothing on behalf of yourself. However, to buy clothing as a present for someone is permitted, and thus you're allowed to buy a baby present, such as baby clothing, during the 9 days, and even give the present during the 9 days. The same way there is a prohibition against buying new clothing during the 9 days, so too there's a prohibition against wearing new clothing during the 9 days. And hence, one is to be careful to wear, try on all of his new clothing prior to the start of the 9 days. Regarding wearing new clothing on Shabbos, so we have an explicit ruling in the Magen Avraham in two different places that it is forbidden to wear new clothing on Shabbos, even if you follow the opinion, which is the opinion of the Sfardim and the Chassidim, to wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos as usual. Nonetheless, new clothing may not be worn. However, according to the Chaya Adam and other Achreinim, they rule that if other clean Shabbos clothing are not available, and the clothing is not one of importance to require Shechiyanu, then you may wear it on Shabbos. Practically, one is to be stringent in this matter. Regarding a Bachar Bar Mitzvah, if he may wear new clothing for his Bar Mitzvah, which has taken place during the 9 days, so some allow him to do so on Shabbos and then wear it for the Bar Mitzvah. But he should not do so just on the day of the Bar Mitzvah itself, as rules the Magen Avraham regarding a Chasan. An important question, for how long is the clothing defined as new? So once a clothing has been worn even one time, it is no longer defined as new and may be worn during the 9 days.